Man, Trump taking these food stamps is the worst thing he could have ever did. Like, man, it's going to be all type of thievery and shit going on, man.
Right now, you got a bunch of people getting their EBT cards being cut off. And EBT funding right now is being cut off because of the government shutdown. And even after the government shutdown, we're going to be seeing a permanent, almost 50% funding cut towards food stamps. Because let's be real, there are so many people in their 20s and 30s on food stamps, and they're too late to get a job. And that is not what food stamps were originally made for. I mean, the fact that anyone could walk into the food stamps office and get food stamps is crazy behavior. And now multiple EBT recipients are promising to steal food, commit violence because their cards are cut off. And doesn't make any sense. And this ex-teacher is saying that why are we forced to feed people too lazy to get a job, but athletic enough to run from security? Abolish food stamps. Or me personally, you should abolish it for most people, but keep it for people who actually need food stamps. I mean, seriously, this woman is literally in Las Vegas in the last picture. I mean, that's the Conrad Hotel right behind them. The fact that you have money to go to Las Vegas, but you're on food stamps, shows you that you shouldn't be on food stamps. Food stamps are literally for people who literally can't get any food. They don't have money, like $0. But nowadays, it seems like everyone is on food stamps. Like, it's so easy to go to the food stamp office and get food stamps. And it's getting to the point that where people feel like they're entitled to food stamps because they've been getting it for a very long time. And you kind of see why this current administration is putting checks and balances on it. Check out some of these videos.
Who said EBT was back? Because whoever said that lied. You lied. If y'all gonna speak something, speak it truthfully. It's only back for certain states. Because when I woke up on November 1st, today and yesterday, I have no food stamps. None. Zilch. $0 on my card. And really, I think that's racist. Because why just a couple states got EBT back and not all of them? Especially Chicago. Chicago should be the first place to get it. We have more poverty than fucking an orphanage. I don't know if that's true. But I know for sure we got more damn babies. That's what I know. Oh my God. Please, I need my EBT back. I needs to eat. I cooks. I got a big ass family that gets it too. Please. Oh my God. Is we ever gonna get it back before Christmas? We need it for Thanksgiving. If we don't get it for Thanksgiving, there won't be a Thanksgiving. Do you hear me?
I'm getting asked a lot. Hey, what are you guys going to do about how the food stamps are going to be taken away from your customers? Like, what's your plan? What are you going to do? Aren't you nervous? Aren't you scared? Are you going to get more security now? Are you guys closing? Are you guys only doing deliveries? There's a lot of talk about this. My point of view on this is, it's different from many because I run a supermarket. This is going to greatly affect us in many ways. But it's also, it's a little alarming because I'm seeing a lot of videos, whether they get their food stamps or not, they're coming home with groceries. They are going to wait outside for people to steal their groceries that they have purchased. I'm not saying that that's true or not true. You really don't see or think about those people, those employees that are running that the type of business, because now, if those supermarkets and those businesses are doing less business, if there's less of this coming in, that means hours need to be cut. That means people will have to be let go, you know? So there's just so many components that I'm not hearing being spoken about if this truly happens. Hopefully, first of all, it's only for the month of November, but this is going to affect a lot.
Okay, so it's a lady in Memphis crying about her food stamps being gone. She got 5 kids. My question to this lady in Memphis, if you knew you couldn't take care of 1 and 2, why did you have 3, 4, and 5? I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I don't feel sorry for none of these folks out here crying about no damn food stamps. Not even a little bit. I mean, y'all need to get out there and figure it out like the rest of us do. But another question is, where's y'all baby daddies at? Y'all sit here crying and yelling, screaming, hooting, hollering about your food stamps getting taken away. Where's your baby daddy? Why you not raising such a big fuss about your baby daddy not helping you? I don't know. Y'all let me know. Am I wrong? I don't give a fuck. I don't care what y'all say because I'm going to feel how I feel. I'm not going to change it. I don't feel sorry for them. Not even a little bit. Are y'all feeling sorry for all these yahoos out here crying about food stamps?
get the fuck out of here.
One thing about it, two things for sure. I know a woman in a bonnet, in her bed, whatever comes out her mouth, y'all gonna listen, right? So listen to this one. The government is testing niggas. They're testing niggas, okay? They testing y'all because it's not about what you go through. It's always about how you handle it, okay? So go to jail if you want to. Act crazy. We already know we're not getting no food stamps. But handle this shit with grace. I'm telling all of y'all right now. Please. For your own good. Bye.
If the government don't get that budget together, nobody is getting EBT for the month of November, December, January, and so on and so on. So, ain't gonna be no Doritos, no Ho-Hos. Y'all not gonna be having no crab balls. Y'all ain't gonna be having none of that. Y'all gonna be go back, take it old school. Hot dogs and beans. That's it. Tuna fish. Put it on some bread. That's about it. Bread with some sugar sandwiches. Yep. If y'all need some recipes for some struggle meals, I'ma tag the person y'all can hit up below.
All right, food stamp snap update. Sorry, I was flying all night. I'm a little late. New Mexico will receive SNAP benefits for the month of November. New York and New Jersey, as of now, will not. But things can change. New York City does have $86 million in a fund to help those in need of food. And I personally will be delivering food to people. If you need help and you're in New York City, comment below or DM me. I wish you guys the best. I love you guys so much. We're in this together. Be blessed. Bye.
Yo. After harassing the food stamp office for so long, they finally gave me some damn food stamps, y'all. Wow! I'm looking for the amount, but I don't see it. So I'm finna call the card and see how much I got on this motherfucker.
Thank you for calling the Mississippi EBT Cardholder Service Center.
The moment of truth.
Your stamp balance is $8. Please be aware that
$8? $8, bitch! What the fuck can I get with $8? A snack? You know the fuck what? I will be calling early! Early! In the motherfucking morning, because $8, y'all got me.
They did it. They took away SNAP benefits. I get SNAP every month for me and my son. I get $550 a month in SNAP. I called my EBT card yesterday and I got an automated message from the government that's like, SNAP benefits are no longer available. They will be shut down in November. And I was like, don't get me wrong, there is a lot of like misinformation going on, but this is like real information. Like my card really said, nah, you ain't getting $550 next month or probably the month after that. So if you know me and you've been following me, you know that I am in school and I work two jobs. It's too like, I do like Instacart and Uber when I can so that it fits my schedule for me being a mother and me being in school. I'm going to sonography school. The only reason I'm able to go to school and afford school is because of FAFSA and student loans. I'm shocked. I'm like, they really did that. And right now my kid is sick. He has a fever and we have Medi-Cal, and thank God they haven't taken away Medi-Cal because he had to literally go to the doctors this week because he has like a virus and it's been a really stressful week for me. I don't want to talk about it, but these people, thank God my family, like I'm Mexican, Indian, and Filipino. That's my nationality. I'm Mexican, Indian, and Filipino. Thank God my family, I have a big family. So yes, they did take away the SNAP, and yes, I'm gonna have to probably work more, and my family is gonna have to help me out more, and people I know and everything, everyone's gonna have to put in more effort, and thank God I have people to do that for me or with me or help me. I'm blessed in that way, thank you God, because I am blessed with a ton of people who would never ever let me go without, and I love them for that. But there are mothers out there. There are single mothers with babies.
So they say 2 million is getting cut off this month for the scamps. I'm about to go find out if I'm in that number, in that ratio.
So I just opened my Facebook not too long ago, and all I'm seeing is emails post that apparently Oklahoma people are not going to receive their November food stamps. I was hoping it was a rumor, but looks like it's not. The news also posted it. So for the month of November, looks like there's no food stamps. I'm thinking about all the people that actually do need it. Those families that depend on the food stamps, like Thanksgiving month. The government still shut down. When are they going to open back up? Like, all these families are going to be in need of food stamps. I know there's going to be a lot of negative comments, but I mean, there's people that actually do depend on the food stamps. And I want to know, is there any other state that actually confirmed it? Is it all the states? I mean, what's going on? Make sure you comment and tell me, because this is so sad. Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen next or what they have in mind. So yeah, I'll read the comments. And one last thing, if you're not going to comment something nice, just keep it to yourself. Honestly, I know there's going to be so many negative comments. Bye.
So I just received an email from my food stamp benefit saying that if the government shutdown lasts longer than this month, I will not be receiving any benefits next month. And it's like, this month is kind of already done with, so I don't really see the government opening back up before October's over. What I get paid equals to the amount of what my bills are. Just bills. So that doesn't include diapers and wipes, gas, food. It's just the rent, the water, the electricity, the cable, the internet, my phone bill, and my car insurance. That's the bill. I find myself left struggling to put gas in my car, buy diapers and wipes, and food. Luckily, I have food stamp benefits. So if I don't receive my food stamp benefits next month, it's like, and it's not like I'm like sitting around being lazy just collecting help from the government. I work full-time. It's just everything's increasing except my pay rate. There's a lot of people that are in my situation that work full-time and still cannot afford to buy food because your paychecks literally cover just bills. So me seeing that email on my phone just now kind of like blew my whole evening, because I wasn't really believing the rumors. I don't really follow the news and all that. I mean, us moms always figure it out. We're always going to find a way. But it is kind of stressful, like having to now think about how I'm going to buy food next night. Plus all my bills that I can barely afford anyways.
Bank. No, I can't do a bank. A grocery store. Convenience store. No, a grocery store. Yeah.
You guys, I just came out of Publix. I borrowed my sister's food stamps. And guess what? I spent $300. No one told her to not be paying attention. Anyways, she was there cooking in my house, taking my food, okay? So I went ahead and I grabbed her food stamp card. Because guess what? Next month, with the whole government shut down, we're not getting food stamp, guys. Okay? Just saying. So I have to take advantage. And I bought like $300 worth of like meat, chicken, you name it, okay? So yeah, too bad, so sad. She's probably looking for me because she's been blowing up my phone. Like, where are you? I'm like, I'm gonna go shower. But that was like an hour ago. So she's probably like looking for me right now. So yes, I'm so excited. No one told her. Oh, and by the way, I didn't know her PIN number, just because a few months ago I went with her shopping and I was like making sure I knew the PIN. So you know what? I grabbed that card, girl. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Y'all crack me up with assuming everybody that gets food stamped is just poor and just doesn't work and just... Let me get in. Listen, I think it's so funny because I literally work with people who think the same way and it cracks me up. First of all, you can't even get food stamps unless you can prove that you are under the poverty line. Under the poverty line. Meaning that you have to make less than somebody who is poor. So you're like below poor. to even receive food stamps. So there's that. And then if you make even a dollar over what they want you to make for your household, then they cut it off. So, and then not everybody even gets the full amount that they can get for their household. Like, let's say that a household of five can get up to $1,400. Well, depending on how much your job pays you, you might be getting $400, $300. You might not be getting that full amount. And then outside of that, it supplements about $6 per meal per person per day. How many of you spend $6 on a meal? So just think about the fact that it's not going to even last all month anyways. You have to shop very smart in order for however much food stamps you get to last all month. So majority of people on food stamps are spending cash on food just like you. The difference is they don't have as much liquid cash as you, so they would not be able to feed their kids the full month if they were strictly going off of their cash, which is why they're able to get a supplement. Supplement does not completely pay for everything. Not to say that there aren't people who don't work, but there's also different circumstances for that as well. And it's not up to you to decide what somebody is able to do. If someone is able to work or not, you're not the one that decides that. But anyways, there's a lot of people who work, business owners. There are people who work 9-to-5s. There are people who deliver groceries or who work for the state, like people who do things like that, who still qualify for food stamps. So if you're the type of person who feels like just because someone qualifies for food stamps, they're lazy, you don't even realize that they might work more than you. They might work harder than you, but it's just the fact that they either have more children than you or their income after paying their bills is so low that they can't even afford food after that. So if you find pleasure in the fact that those kind of people are not able to buy food with the government shut down, I think that shows how inhumane you actually are, especially if you're a follower of Christ, because I don't understand how anybody can celebrate the fact that someone is not going to be able to have some assistance that is helping them. If you don't qualify for housing assistance or for food stamps or for medical assistance, you should count that joy, because even people who qualify for it still have to rub pennies together. So they don't have more money than you because the government is helping them. The government is helping them because they have less money than you. And your money is not paying their bills because they're taxpayers too. You can't even get food stamps if you don't have a job. You can get food stamps for 3 months if you don't have a job. Outside of that, you have to actively show that you're searching for a job every single week, or you have to be working. You can't just sit on food stamps without a job. If you have kids under the age of 18 and there's a specific reason why you can't work or you're disabled, then yes, you can be on food stamps without working. But majority of people on food stamps are working 40 plus a week. So people who don't even qualify for it or who have never had to go through the process to try and get it, or who don't have to recertify every 3 months, or who don't have to deal with the state all in their business, your opinion on this doesn't matter. And you shouldn't be posting videos about something that you don't even qualify for, that doesn't even apply to you. That's my opinion on that whole food stamp thing.
So if y'all think the people are the only ones that's going to be losing out this little text message notification y'all sent about us not getting our November EBT, you guys are very mistaken. So this message is also for Walmart, Kroger, Albertson Companies, Publix, Aldi, Costco, and Sam Clubs, and Target. Y'all know how you like to double up the prices for holidays and for the holiday items that people buy, like milk, eggs, and cheese? Because Kerrygold butter for the 4-pack at Costco is $20 and it's usually $10. Well, y'all won't be getting that money. But even worse, not only are y'all getting the SNAP money that you usually get every month, y'all gonna be taking losses because people are tired, baby. So it's finna get real cute. Not that I'm encouraging anything bad. I'm just telling you what it is, and y'all need to go on the internet, and people are not playing with none of you. So remember this, guys. Retailers count on holiday margins. Seasonal premium pricing means big revenue. If lower income shoppers can't buy, stores miss both volume and margin. Low income shoppers also drive frequency every week purchases. So grocery stores, y'all better stand the fuck up.
Hey, y'all, what y'all doing? People losing their damn mind because come November 1st, food stamps will not be on their damn cards. And even some of them talking about stealing.
I'm gonna tell y'all straight up like this. I just got that text that the link is definitely cut the fuck off for November. Y'all better stay the fuck out of my way in these stores. I'm walking out with cards and I'm not paying for shit.
First of all, you're on the internet talking about you're about to go steal on November 1st because your food stamps is not coming on the card. Don't you know the FBI, the CIA, and the police is looking at all y'all talking about going to steal? Don't y'all know that? You're not the brightest candle in the candle holder, huh? Second of all, if you can get your ass up to go steal, you can get your ass up to go get a job. I'm just saying. And I don't mind about disabled people and people that really can't work like old people. I understand that they need a little assistance. But if you're able-bodied and you young and you having 50,000 kids, girl, please, go get a job. It's over. No more food stamps for you tonight. It is over. Donald Trump ain't changing his mind. What in your right mind think that you could sit up and have 55 million babies and think that I'm gonna have to pay for the rest of my damn life? Bitch, please. See, the problem is the Democrats got y'all thinking that y'all could stay on food stamps and the Section 8 and the government assistance forever. That's how they get y'all votes. I'm here to tell you. No. Moral of the story is, take your ass out there if you want to. When you come out of that grocery store with that basket, you're going to find somebody waiting on your ass. I'm just saying. Girl, welcome to the working force, okay? You talking about you need food for your kids? Get a job at McDonald's. Kids love Happy Meals. You can get all the free fries you want.
Okay, so it's on the CNN News. So the month of November, they told all the southern states to hold back Section 8 and their EBT benefits, okay? So that means that no Thanksgiving and no Christmas, okay? So therefore, you know what? Whoop-de-doo, okay? Whoop-de-doo. Because let me tell you something, American people. It was only supposed to have been a temporary thing, okay? I'm hearing people all up on this internet here talking about some, oh, what they're going to do? They was getting $4,200 a month. Oh, what they was gonna do? They was getting $1,200 a month in food stamps. Oh, what? But they all on iPhones. You on iPhones. You on Android. That's a luxury, okay? To the government, that's a luxury, okay? To the government, you're not supposed to have cable, okay? To the government, there's a lot of things that was not prioritized right on Section 8, because Section 8, you're not was supposed to be on it for 20 years, okay? To get food stamps, you're not was supposed to get food stamps for 17 years. I hear one lady said that she had one child starting on it, but she got six. How did you do that? Okay, I can understand maybe one or two, the second one slipped out, but you know you had another four more. So you don't get no sympathy for people like that, because my thing is, then I hear a lady that was in a wheelchair and she's sympathetic, but then she got eight children. How you do that? How you lay down in the bedroom and you get eight children and you're in a wheelchair? I don't understand. So my thing is, it was only supposed to be temporary, okay? So what you got to do, okay, because back in the days, we didn't have no Hot Pockets. Back in the days, we didn't have all this extra foolishness, juices up on the refrigerator, all kinds of cereals. Okay, you got to go back to the basics. You got to go back to oatmeal and you got to go back to cornflakes, okay? Rice and chicken never gets old, okay? You're going to have to go back to cinnamon sugar on buttered toast. You got to go back to the basics. You got to go back to evaporated milk and sugar. That's your milk right there, honey, and put some little sweetener in it. And that's what you got to go back to. You got to go back to the basics. Grilled cheese and tomato soup. That never gets old, okay? You got to go back to Spam sandwiches. You got to go back to liverwurst, and you got to go back to those type of meats and stuff by the bulk, okay? Sardines and cans never get old, and crackers. You've got to go back to the basics, okay? So this is why you're not getting a lot of sympathy from American people, because we've been trying to get it out of the mud. Some of us only have $300 to $500 to last us to the next payday, and we got to divide that into 14 days, and we got to make it do what it do, okay? So that's why you're not getting a lot of sympathy from people who have to work, because we're paying for that. We're paying into that for you guys to live a life of luxury. I've seen people with not, see my nails, I do my nails myself because I cut that out because I'm trying to do some other things. I'm trying to work within myself and saying, Tina, what can you cut out to go ahead and save your pennies in the bank? Because I'm a saving woman, you understand me? So my thing is, this is why you're not getting a lot of sympathy from the working class. It's because we've got to get it out of the mud ourselves. The government ain't helping us. We're feeding into the system so you can have a better life. That's why. Okay? All right? God bless.